May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. God is in his heaven, and all is right with the world, writes the 19th century poet Robert Browning. Now, this sounds good, but is it good enough? How does the thought of God up in heaven bring us any comfort in the midst of our very earthly reality? Surely there must be more. Now, today's festival of Michael and All Angels, I think, points us in the right direction. On the one hand, we are drawn toward the majestic presence of God, worshipped in heaven by all the saints and the angels. And on the other, thinking about the existence of angels in this world draws our attention to God's presence with us here, right here today. A couple of weeks ago, as part of our PCC Away Day, that's Parochial Church Council, we participated in a reflective exercise. Each member was asked to look through a selection of pictures of angels and to choose one that represented their faith, their relationship with God at the moment. Now, there were a variety of pictures. Some were angels in the countryside, some were paintings, others statues. Many were pictures of children or adults dressed up as angels. And after a time of reflection, we shared why we each chose our particular angel. Now, some chose angels looking upwards to the sky or out into the horizon, pointing to our hope in the reality of heaven. Others chose angels surrounded and illumined by light, pointing to the light of Christ, to the renewal of new life. Still others chose earthly images, angels amongst the trees or in the midst of a city. These images display the rootedness of our faith in this world, a faith lived out in the here and now. Whatever image we chose, the exercise helped us better understand our relationship with God. And it made me think a bit more about angels and what they have to do with our faith today. Now, Father Ralph said to me the other day, many people in our culture believe in angels, but we are hesitant to speak about them in the church. Now, I think this is true, but I wonder why. Angels are present throughout the Bible. They were there at creation and in the giving of the covenant. They announced to Mary that she would soon give birth to the Savior of the world. Angels, as they are revealed to us in Scripture, are mysterious, powerful, even terrifying beings who remind us that the presence of God is very close, that there is a thin line between earth and heaven. And we see this in our reading from Genesis. You might remember the story. Jacob is on the run from his brother Esau after deceiving their father Isaac into giving him his brother's blessing. The blessing refers to the covenant promise given to his grandfather, Abraham, that God would bless the world through their descendants. And now, just two generations later, there is corruption, theft, bribery, and Jacob is running for his life. God and his promises must have seemed very distant. So exhausted, Jacob falls asleep and has a very mysterious dream. In his dream, he sees a tall ladder reaching up towards the heavens. On this ladder, there are a multitude of angels ascending and descending. And as he wakes, Jacob realizes he is not alone. God and all his angels are with him. Jacob encounters God even as his life is ascending and descending between faith and doubt, between hope and despair. Now, I love this story because it reminds us that there is little separation between heaven and earth, between the spiritual and the temporal. In fact, the spiritual life is right here in the midst of us. Before Jacob's dream, he spent much of his time trying to climb the ladder of success. He climbed and he climbed, but he never reached his goals. Now, I think we can all relate to this just a bit. We all try to climb the ladder, to strive for approval from God and from one another. Sometimes we feel close to God, like we are ascending to heaven. Other times we feel that we are descending far away from God's presence. But notice in the dream that Jacob isn't the one on the ladder. He's not climbing or striving for acceptance or approval. The angels are the ones that are doing the work. Jacob simply receives God's blessing. And God blesses Jacob, not because he has done anything to deserve it. Far from it. But that is the point. God's blessing is for all, regardless of who we are or what we have done. It is a gift of his grace, and it is what the angels are trying to show us. The story of Jacob's ladder comes up again in our gospel reading, but this time, the angels are ascending and descending on the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is where heaven and earth meet. In him, the unexpected happens. The realm of God comes very near. Jesus is the ladder descending and ascending to heaven, our mediator, our link between heaven and earth. And this is why the angels rejoice. Angels point us to God's presence. And yet, God's presence is difficult to see. In our reading from the Revelation to St. John, we hear of apocalyptic warfare between angels and dragons. The battle between good and evil meets heaven and earth. Now, the Bible is full of warlike imagery because war and violence was an ever-present reality. And if we think about it, not much has changed today. Wars continue on with few signs of peace and little evidence of hope. So where then do we see signs of hope today? Now, this past week, during our Pilgrim Confirmation course, we thought together about the different ways that we see God. Do we picture God as an old man with a white beard, a thunderous cloud, or a calm yet distant spirit? We all, I suspect, picture God in different ways. And this is okay because God meets us in ways unique to who we are and to experiences that we've had in life. However we picture God, what is important is that we know God. And we can know God because he has made himself known to us. So returning to Robert Browning and his poem, how might his understanding of God in heaven be changed in the light of what we heard today? God is in heaven, but his heaven is right here with us today. And because of this, all will be right with the world. This is where the angels are pointing, and it is our hope today. Amen.